It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, let's go to the phones. Got a lot of calls this hour. 215-592-9494. Don in Old City. Hi, Don.
Hey, good morning.
Hi, Don.
Yeah, I just wanted to say congrats to the Phillies. It was meant for them to come home and do this. So it, by them coming home and winning like that, it was just meant to be.
Well, I don't know about all that. I don't know about all that. I wish they had done it 4 days ago and had a few more wins, and they could holster those wins and get the number one seed. I mean, this is going to be a fight to the end. Let me put it this way. I hope it's a fight to the end. I hope this isn't one of those, like, all right, we crossed a finish line. You know, let's put one of our 2 feet up on the desk. Like, think of it this way, Don. They don't have to play 3 series this year to get to the World Series. They only have to play 2. I would like both of those series to be housed in Philadelphia with home field advantage.
That's true. I mean, I believe that when I said that it was meant to be here, it was meant for them to get it. I knew they were going to get it, but they could have got it a few games prior.
Could have.
And as far as the Eagles, I just want to touch on I believe that, you know, the last game that they had was a pretty good game. It could have been better.
Mm-hmm.
And the one game that everybody was talking about where they lost, my opinion is I think that was a good throw to Barkley. Because
it was a great throw. You mean the decision.
Yeah. It was a good decision, because had he caught it, we would have won the game.
Clearly.
I would have probably just kept going for it, you know, to the end. You know what I mean?
You're talking about 2 games ago or this past game? I'm getting confused now.
No. I'm talking about the game where we had lost. I would have probably just kept going for it after that pass. That's the only thing I see different.
Not kicking the field goal. I got you. Trying to go above 7 points. I got you. All right, Don, good call. Let's listen to more John Middleton, because, you know, we've played a number of times today the audio from last night when obviously, you know, he drops the F-bomb and he wants his trophy back. But he talked more expansively to John Clark for NBC Sports Philadelphia as the coverage went on, you know, with TV last night. Here is more of Middleton after the game.
Why do you think the club this year is more equipped to win it all and bring that effing trophy back to you?
So I think it's the most balanced team since 11. And the offensive lineup, you know, 1-9, the defense in the field, the starting pitching, the rotation. And we've got some really great closers. We're kind of like a 5 or 6 inning team, and if we got the lead, we can shut the door on anybody.
I've been asking the guys, what does Red October mean to you in the town you grew up in?
Oh, God. I mean, the fans are so great, and I love the way they embrace this team and, you know, are so raucously supportive of it. It's really great. I mean, it's the best stadium atmosphere anywhere in the country.
You went to the World Series 2 years ago, NLCS. Is it World Series or bust this year?
Well, the goal is to win it. But look, next year's another year. So no matter what we do this year in the postseason, we're going to be going after it again next year. So when people say World Series or bust, it kind of means, like, if you don't make it, there's nothing left. Next year, there's always next year. And there's a year after that. We're going to be going after it every single year.
The reasonable answer from John Middleton. I think that's a great answer.
I like the way that makes me feel.
Yeah. Well,
we're going to be going after it every single year. Yeah. I mean, that is reassuring.
Yep.
But I like it when you parse it out like that.
Yeah, I think it's fair. So, Ben, let's go ahead. I'm sorry.
I hope the players, and I think they do, realize to have an ownership group and an owner like John Middleton and how much that means, and be willing to be that invested in something, because there are a lot of there's a lot
like
of organizations out there that could care less. They're just in it to make a buck.
Look at the Chicago White Sox right now.
That's what I'm saying. There's a
John,
lot.
Do you know that
they're going to have the worst record
you
of all
know,
time?
The Oakland A's fall under this category.
Yeah.
The what in the world
you're right
is ownership doing
exactly
that's right
it is seriously unfair to fans that care about the sport. Right.
Yeah, you're getting the revenue sharing, and what the hell are you doing with the money? You're putting this product on the field, and that's why I'm saying I hope these players realize that to play for John Middleton in this ownership group, man, it is a privilege.
I agree with that. So, Ben, let's talk about this playoff run. Forget years ahead. I mean, you know. So, a couple weeks ago, maybe months ago, people are like, all right, Ranger down to 4, Sanchez to 3. Now in the last, I'd say, 2 to 4 weeks, there's been clamoring for Nola down to 3, Sanchez to 2. I still keep Nola 2. Give me your 1, 2, 3, 4. It'll probably be a best of 5, so maybe only 3 of them start in the first round that they play in. What is your 1 through 4 how to sequence the 4 starters?
I personally would go Wheeler, Sanchez, Nola, Suarez.
Wow, so you do make that switch.
I do. I like breaking up the righties. And it's not like the two righties are that similar, but I do like it's just a different it's just a different visual for the opposition's
and how
offense.
Does Nola, how do you think Nola reacts to that?
I think Aaron, knowing Aaron, I think he'd be okay with it. And it's not going to change the way he pitches. It's not going to change how he prepares. Mm. And it's not going to be like he's, oh, I can't believe you put me at 3. He's just not, that's
he's
not his MO.
He's almost wired so differently, you know, that... Like, this would work with him better than it probably would a lot of other, like, high-profile
Well, he'd probably take
twos.
It fine. But
and the other thing is...
But I don't think it's the wise decision.
Well, the other thing is the way Sanchez pitches at home.
I know.
His ERA is 3 points higher on the road.
Look, there's legitimate arguments both ways. Let me give you the counter-argument.
Okay.
The counter-argument is the following. Point number one, not everyone will agree with, but I'll say it. Aaron Nola is a better pitcher. That's point one. Not everyone will agree, but that's what I believe. Number two, the pitcher that gets the second game, in all likelihood, is either pitching game 5, the clinching game, one way or the other, do or die in that round, or gets game 1 in the next round. Does that convince you at all?
No.
Who do you think is the better pitcher?
Man. That's a good
question.
You
got to lean into experience.
I think you got to go with the experience of Aaron.
James, who do you think is a better pitcher?
I think Aaron is, but Sanchez has better stuff, if you know what I'm saying. Like, his stuff is nastier than Nola's.
Ray, who do you think is a better
pitcher? I trust Nola more.
Well, I mean, Nola's more experienced. The biggest difference is Nola is just ice in his veins. I mean, I sometimes wonder if he even has, like, a blood pressure during games. Christopher Sanchez has a couple of innings? In the postseason, start him at home. It's a 3-run difference between what he is at home and what he is on the road. Yeah.
Listen, I agree with Ray. I actually think it's a no-brainer.
Wow. What do you think Rob Thompson will do?
I think he'll start Sanchez in 2.
I do,
do you
too.
Really? I don't either.
He didn't shut it down when he was asked about it recently. He didn't. Normally, stuff like that, shuts down. He didn't this time.
Look, I'll be pretty...
It makes a lot of sense.
Well, it does, but so does starting Aaron Nola... Two. I mean, let me put it this way.
But if it
you can't go wrong
him.
Either way.
Well, I mean, you can if it doesn't work.
If it doesn't work.
If it affects Aaron Nola or Christopher Sanchez's output, their performance, then that's why you don't do it. I think it's unique that Aaron Nola is in such a – he is such a easygoing guy.
He's not going to go cry in a corner.
Is acceptable
to
him.
Let's listen to Rob Thompson because he talked about a lot of things after the game last night with the division clinched. What we were just talking about, not one of them – but the concept of learning from the past, applying it to the future in the postseason. This was an interesting exchange with Scott Fransky last night here on WIP. Here's Rob Thompson after the game last night.
Rob, is there anything you have learned or taken from the last two postseasons that you can apply or that you think differently about it now or that you say we can be better this time around, we can complete that final step?
Yeah, I think there are moves to be made that you can make earlier in the games. But I think that the basic premise is that you trust your guys. They go out there. Our guys prepare and compete every day. And as long as they do that, we're going to be in good shape.
It's interesting. The make moves earlier in the games, I interpret that as if Rojas is struggling, get him out. If a Kimbrough's struggling, get him out or don't even put him in. Now, how what he said ties into whether to move off the more veteran pitcher in Nola to go with Sanchez too. Look, it is obviously debatable. I mean, just here we're split amongst our group. Ben, do you think it is still to be determined, or do you think Rob Thompson knows what he's going to do regarding 2 and 3?
I think he knows. I think he knows. And I also know how much he likes Christopher Sanchez.
Do you think Ranger is definitely not in the top three?
Yes. 100%.
Yeah.
Have you moved off that? It took you a while to get there.
So I
am encouraged with how he threw the ball the last time in New York. He looked a lot better.
I will say this, James, to answer your question. I'm of the mindset it's probably not Ranger and probably should not be, but I would still have the door open in the final week. I'd like to see how he pitches in his final start of the season. I mean, if Ranger Suarez goes out there in the final start and gives you 7 innings and gives up a run, I'd say, man, I remember that guy.
He'll look like Christopher Sanchez.
Well, maybe, but he'll also look like the guy that was the best pitcher in baseball the first 2 months and has been a rock star in the postseason the last 2 years. I mean, I would not just, like, throw that out. But I will say one thing that does benefit Sanchez to get the start is that Ranger could be really good out of the bullpen in that
Ranger
first round.
Ranger talked about the fact that he didn't trust his back, and that's part of why when he came back, he just wasn't quite the Ranger we were expecting. It's tough. It's tough to really lean in fully.
But if he gets it back,
that torque.
What if he gets it back?
I agree.
Guys,
he's got to learn to trust it. Though, and we haven't seen him trust it yet.
But we're talking about in the first round they play, not having Major League Baseball's best pitcher from the first 2 months start. That's pretty incredible. First off, it means you got good pitchers.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's acknowledge that reality. Right on this Tuesday morning, with the first place Phillies team that, like, can't lose. Seltzer, they can't lose first place the rest of the year, right?
That's right.
Just want to make sure. Like, they have, in fact, cemented themselves.
They did it.
In first place.
Joe.
It's like, it's like when cement's being laid and some jerk walks down the street and just walks right through it, and they've cemented their feet.
Or puts a handprint there.
Yeah, when they're not supposed to.
A heart.
Ree, you would never do that, right? You would never just, stomp on someone's work and just... That's really rude.
No, I would never... No, the handprint, I never got that.
That's like, weird. Why does it say this is Rio Hughes right outside my house?
Of course, if Richie was the one... If Richie was doing it, then I'd advocate. If Richie was the worker, I'd say, go mess up John's work,
I appreciate that.
That's it's the way I roll, man.
I don't think you lay cement.
No,
that's what I was struggling with. That's it.
Pour cement.
You pour it.
You know what's amazing about cement and concrete? The concrete dries underwater. Isn't that amazing?
Concrete dries underwater.
Yeah,
that is amazing.
I don't quite understand.
I don't either.
It can dry underwater.
I don't understand.
You mean it can?
It's not like purposeful, but it can. Is the
I understand? Yeah, that's what I was trying to figure out.
Yeah, I got it.
Yeah.
You pour the concrete and it dries under the water. How does that even happen?
I don't know.
Think about that.
Physics and chemistry, I guess.
Let me throw one more. Physics and chemistry, Ben.
Yes.
Malvern Prep. How does the caterpillar become the butterfly? Like, I'm 46 years
That's
old.
That's just I still, nature.
I haven't figured that one out. Caterpillar.
Cocoon.
Butterfly.
Chrysalis.
Tadpole. Yes. Frog.
Chrysalization.
See, I didn't know that one. Tadpole and frog? I didn't know that.
Wait,
what?
No,
come
what?
On.
Whoa.
I didn't know
wait,
that.
Whoa.
I don't know that at all.
Hold on.
You're telling me that.
Joe.
What? I didn't know that.
What?
Wait, you're dead really serious. I'm looking at your face. You're dead serious.
I had no idea that tadpole becomes a frog.
No way.
You can't be serious.
I'm dead serious. I know of tadpoles and I know of frogs.
Are you serious?
I didn't know one becomes the other.
You're 46.
They know
this is amazing.
They know it.
Although with Joe, is it amazing?
It's
Joe,
unbelievable.
You tell me you read all the time. Do you not ever look anything up?
I don't have to read about frog. I mean, I read about Frog and Toad when I was 6 years old. They were great books, Frog and Toad. But it wasn't called Tadpole in the Toad or Tadpole and a Frog. It's called Toad and Frog.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't even know what to say.
I'm stunned that you guys are stunned.
It's miraculous.
Fair enough.
It's miraculous.
I'm not stunned. That's fair. I'm just flummoxed.
Well, I guess we've got another. There's another in the long litany.
Oh, yeah. I'm pulling the audio now.
My foibles.
You do know.
Oh, my God.
Okay. So we talked about the caterpillar turns into...
I don't know how, but I know it happens into the butterfly.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah.
The tadpole.
Mm-hmm. I understand the what we're doing here.
Okay,
I didn't know that.
And that is.
Yeah, we've established that.
And there are other things. There are. Okay. And
we know the Phillies turned into a playoff team. Let's get to the phones. Jonah right now. Jonah,
but she's trying to think of other examples.
I'm well aware of what he's doing.
It's hard to figure it out. It's hard to understand that he did not know this to begin with. Like, it's hard to go in.
I didn't know. I'm being honest. I didn't know. I mean, you can.
This is first grade. This is kindergarten.
I didn't know.
Is preschool teaching.
Well, maybe I learned it and forgot. All right, let's go to Jonah. Jonah, you're on WIP.
Yeah, what kind of conversation am I getting in myself to? I got a 6-year-old in first grade. I got a 3- or 4-year-old. I got a 6-month-old. So yeah. We can keep this going. But hey, everyone, good morning.
Good morning.
I just wanted to give a compliment to the owner, John Middleton, because very, very in often now do you see local owners still in sports. Now more and more there are conglomerates and assets in the portfolio. And, you know, I feel like the Phillies, we still have kind of ownership of them with him. And that's what makes this, I think, so great. And when they won a couple years ago, you know, for the first time, it made us all fall in love with baseball again. And so now they better do it or else we're all going to be pissed.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's for sure. Look, here's the one thing, Jonah, I'm prepared for the next 4 to 5 years. They're going to lose more than they win in the postseason. Just because that's likely to happen. That's what normally happens. What the Yankees did with this many rounds of the playoffs back in 98. Or 96 through 01, if you will, when 2000, let's say, when they last won that World Series in that grouping. Like, that's rare. Normally you're going to lose. It's hard to move through this many playoff rounds. So, but I just hope in this era they get at least one. I mean, it will feel kind of extremely incomplete if they don't get one in this era.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Quartet pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
If you get one, then you lose two or three other times, and like I can go to my grave and be like, all right, with that one. But right. But otherwise, I guess I can never go to my grave.
But you want to
live
see
forever.
Them improve as you want to see them improve,
of
as
course.
Well, because at the last time, you know, they topped off in 2008, and then every succeeding
that's
year,
right.
They lost in earlier rounds.
That's exactly right.
And so here, you want to see them at least grow, and I want to see Topper learn from his other mistakes.
Good well, I boy, do I about. Listen, Jonah. Let me tell you something. We're gonna and great call, Jonah. We're gonna talk a ton about that next week. I mean, the reality is next week we're going to have 4 or 5 days to prepare for a first round, well, a second round series, if you will, the first series they play in. I mean, we're going to be getting into the Rojas issue, the what if, you know, Castellanos is struggling issue, you know, what if the four hole hitter is struggling? Do you, you know, move that guy down to seven? Like, these are the things, you know, it goes right to what we're just talking about, second, third, and fourth starter in the starting rotation. I mean, it's a fascinating year to evaluate Rob Thompson and now his third postseason to see what he's got. Let's get to the Twitter poll question of the day, which is brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Armin offering huge savings on every leftover 2024 Equinox remaining in inventory. Together, let's drive, ArminChevy.com. John, we've gotten a lot of calls on both topics today, Eagles and Phillies. And we've steered the conversation our own way, but it's been pretty 50-50. I mean, you know, we've done a lot of Eagles and a lot of Phillies today. John, the poll question, which is more top of mind for you today? How do you think people voted online? Eagles 2 days after the Saints game, Phillies 1 day after clinching.
Phillies 1 day after clinching wins
with
70%.
You're there good. You go. You're good. 73%. The guy's a machine. I mean, John, I'm taking John to Atlantic City, man. He's just, guy's a machine.
I'm not a math guy, but this is sometimes lucky guessing.
All right, 710 SAT in math. Anyone here beat me? 710.
No, not in math.
Wow.
No, not in math.
I did.
Yeah. Wait.
You did? What'd you get in math?
Verbal, though.
Man, verbal.
Yeah. What'd you get in math, John?
700.
Oh, you didn't beat me.
I know, but I beat you in verbal.
Oh, you beat me in verbal, like verbal Kent. All right, you beat me. All right.
Mm-hmm.
I got a 510 in math in seventh grade. Beat that one with a stick. I was in some program.
Beat you with
they
stick.
Grabbed all the smart kids in the Delaware. Yeah, I know. They grabbed smarties in the Delaware Valley and said,
so why were you there?
Because they came to the hammer. It's a hammer. I was eligible to play NCAA sports because you only needed a 700 back then. I was eligible in seventh grade.
Yeah, but you couldn't play.
No, I couldn't play.
Yeah. And you don't know that a tadpole turned into a frog.
No, but I had an 830 on the SAT
back then. Good
for you. All right, let's go to Todd right now. Todd, you're on WIP.
Morning, team. What's up?
Hi, Todd.
What up, Todd?
Hey, guys. Hey, Hammer. What's egg or chicken?
Huh?
Egg or the chicken?
Is there another part of this question? Egg or chicken?
Which came first?
What came first?
Yeah, see, Todd, here's what I'm getting at. If you're going to ask the question, ask it right. I mean, it's like if I asked you Thursday, Saturday.
Yeah, there's no question.
You'd say, well, what are the circumstances that make me say
Saturday. I'd say Saturday for sure.
Hammer, you are brilliant. You have evolved. I remember 4 years ago when everybody's calling you out on the intro music and you'd talk over it. You have evolved. You have learned.
He has.
Let that play.
I'm like humanity with evolution. I evolve, right?
What?
Like no, Charles Darwin.
I don't think you
like
do.
Charles Darwin acknowledging that humans over the span of millenniums.
But you don't.
Whatever the word. No, I really don't. I still think about the 80s and the 90s too much, and I just get stuck in that.
This last half hour, you are on a roll.
Yeah, millennials was not the right term. That was a bad term. Bad job by me.
The only thing I wanted to say was about the Eagles and how their scheduling is the results have been eerily similar to last year with the flop loss to the Jets and then the great defensive win against Miami. It's just very, very eerie, and I'm happy that...
You're happy what? No, his phone just zapped out. Nah. But it has been simple. Look, ugly wins. I mean, that's what they've been getting. Ugly wins. Let's go to early season wins. Let's go
and
to
it
Ari.
Looks like this is what happens around the NFL this time of year.
Ari in South Philly. What's up, Ari?
Hey, guys. First off, Joe, I'll tell you that my wife says that one of my best qualities is my gaps in knowledge. My favorite was that I forgot what primary colors was.
Mm.
So I totally feel your pain. Totally feel your pain.
I mean, I don't feel pain. I mean,
do you know what primary colors are?
Red, blue, and yellow.
Good. Nice
three
job.
Of them. Ah, yeah.
Do you know what the?
How do you make green?
All right. So it's a combination of two colors. That is. Hold on. That's yellow, and it's one of the others.
So think about this.
So we got red. We got red, blue, and yellow. Oh so
God.
It's yellow and either blue or red.
Seriously?
Hold on. I got pressure now. All right. Everybody relax. How do you make? Which color did you want?
Green.
How do you make green? So that is yellow, and I'm going to go with red.
Whoa!
No, I just took a guess.
No, you didn't, dude.
There's something so wrong with your brain. I'm leaving.
What in the world is wrong with you?
I couldn't come up with it. I just took a guess. I knew it was 50.
You didn't know a tadpole turned into a frog, you can't tell that blue and yellow make green? You thought it was blue and red?
No, yellow. Yellow.
Yellow and red. Even worse. Even worse.
This is like children that are two know these things.
Yeah, but Ari, here's the problem. I'm just trying to figure out if Jalen Hurts is going to be the quarterback in 2 years.
I know, exactly. We all have our gaps in knowledge. But first off, I want to say that I love the show. I originally came on when BG was on, because I had a question for BG, but love how you brought Elliot there, Ben's there, and Nick's there, and actually my questions have tripled since then. So I'm just going to throw out a few, and you can take them as you will.
Go for it.
As I've been listening. Mm-hmm. So for BG, what I really wanted to know from him was, you know, his first years were really, really tough here. People were wanting him out because he wasn't playing well off the edge. I wanted him to convince us that Bryce Huff will be in studio in 15 years talking about how awesome Philly is.
Look, we'll see in future weeks if we can get that.
It's going to be hard for him to pull off.
My
second one had to do with the Phillies, and particularly about, like, why I'm not necessarily feeling the NL East thing. And it's because the fact that the wild card got us in. And so, like, it's not really feeling it for me right now. And I'm wondering if they really want to go for it, why would Taiwan Walker be the scheduled starter for today? I think they took him out. But why not go to a four-man rotation with a day off so they can really go for that, you know, for home field throughout? Because they had the tiebreaker over the Dodgers, but they don't have it over the Yankees. So they need to have a game over the Yankees because they lost all three of them this season.
Look, Ari, I thought there was a chance they were barely going to party last night, honestly, because of the home field thing. So, you know, if they don't get it and they lose a game seven in L.A. or New York, there will be criticism there. Now, it won't be the main criticism, but it'll be a factor.
Yeah.
Taiwan's getting a start because they essentially don't have anyone else. Your point, four-man. I get it. Go four-man with the off day. I mean, they may not want to overtax guys right before the playoffs. I'd have to figure out how it would then time up.
Right, but remember, if they had a bye, then they can...
No, I know.
Did you notice the strange exchange last night between John Middleton and Taiwan Walker? Did you see when they, you know, this was a locker room thing where it was just weird between those two?
No, what stood out to you?
It was that, you know, Taiwan, John is going around shaking hands with everyone in Taiwan. And maybe I'm projecting what I would expect Taiwan would feel. But it felt like Taiwan was sheepishly like, hey, John, what's up? Sorry I let you down the last couple times.
Well, I went out there.
Yeah, absolutely. But it really felt like, oh, man, there's a little bit of tension.
I mean, Taiwan's got to feel like if you win a division and you did not. I mean, he
let his team down. Oh, he let his owner down. Yeah, it felt like that. Big you know, time. Like sideways glance, like,
well,
my
bad. Think about someone giving you $72 million and you suck and you know you suck and you have to talk to that person. Like, oh my God, it's like the most awkward. Yeah, exactly.
36 mil still to go. Eesh. All right, let's get to, so he can buy some playoff tickets because, you know, he ain't going to be, he's not going to be in the dugout if he doesn't pitch, right, James? Or is he allowed to sit in the dugout?
I don't know how that works, to be honest.
I don't either. Well, all right, here's what I do know. Phillies, a couple days ago, it was about a week ago, they put out an email about how you can get tickets for the postseason. I just want to give everyone a little, you know, information, basically, so you can try to arm yourself with tickets this postseason. So you can register to try to win. It's essentially like a lottery system to then be able to purchase the tickets. Here's the website, phillies.com/postseason. phillies.com/postseason. Here's exactly, you know, what the email says. Only eligible fans whose registration is selected in the random drawings happening for each round will have the opportunity, subject to availability, to purchase tickets. Registration, according to the email, registration for all potential rounds of the postseason, again at the website phillies.com/postseason, will end on Saturday, October 12th, 1 minute before midnight. Once registered on the website, fans will be eligible for a ticket opportunity for all potential rounds. So really what you want to do is just make sure you register at phillies.com/postseason. That gives you a chance. The email goes on and say, entries randomly selected will be notified via email with an opportunity to purchase postseason home game tickets based upon availability. So bottom line, what you want to do if you want to have your best chance to get the, I mean, otherwise, of course, you can just go on the open market and try to buy tickets at a really high price. But if you want to try to buy face value tickets, register soon and spread the word to your family and friends. Phillies.com/postseason. That's the website to go to. It'll apply for all rounds and give yourself a shot. With that, let's do what we do every day at this time.
The time is yours.
Can't wait.
Unlike everyone else, we actually check our voicemail. Tell us what you want to say. The time is yours.
Time's yours.
Time's yours, brought to us by Xfinity Mobile, the sponsor of WIP's Xfinity Mobile Lounge. Xfinity Mobile customers now get exclusive access to Wi-Fi speeds up to a gig on the go. Let's hit it with Time's Yours. Well, look, there's a lot in your call. I'll say this. As cool as it was last night, it wasn't as cool as 2 years ago when they first made the playoffs. I mean, that was a bigger breakthrough. But this is something. And, you know, they're going to get a bye. The question is whether they're going to get home field throughout. Loser! Ben, I got to ask you a question. Are the Braves going to make the playoffs?
It's not going to be easy for them. I think they're like a game back or two games back.
They're in a spot,
man. I think
they're
too bad. They're facing the Mets this week.
Yeah.
So that's what a big series.
Big series.
What a series.
Big series.
That's amazing.
You know, I was thinking about a couple of calls ago, talking about they better win it this year. The Braves won, what, 14 in a row? 14 East titles?
I believe so.
And they won one World Series.
Yeah, 95.
Jeez. Think about that.
Well, Ben, you know what's the craziest thing? That they had the pitching that should win in the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's almost impossible to have those three guys, plus sometimes Avery, plus sometimes Millwood, and only win once in 14 years. It's
crazy. Think about that.
Yeah, I know.
Incredible.
Shows you how hard it is.
I know.
Mm-hmm.
Sirianni getting fired. I don't think Hurts will be benched at any point this year. I mean, there's certainly
he doesn't deserve to be benched at this point. Are you kidding me?
No, he's they're going to go with him. Look, every once in a while, there's the step away game. The Eagles gave Randall one of them in '92. The team was struggling on offense, and in '92, Kotite sat Randall for the Raiders game, I believe it was, and I think the Eagles won that game like 7-3, or maybe that was the game Randall played bad, and then he got benched next week, but. I don't expect the Eagles to dial Hurts back at any point. There you go. And with that, time's yours. We shut it down.
The Time's Yours line. Leave Joe and John a message of your thoughts, compliments, and complaints. Call 215-238-4500.
All right, I got to hear it one more time. Let's hear Tom McCarthy with the call as the Phils won the division last night.
The 2-2. Swing and a fly ball. Right center field. Castellanos going back. On the edge of the track. Makes the catch. The ball game is over. For the first time in 13 years, the Phillies will celebrate as National League East champions. It's their 12th divisional crown, and they'll mob each other on the mound one more time.
Look, it's a great accomplishment. Let's listen in the locker room after the game. Rob Thompson and John Middleton, as there's a toast, there's an F-bomb, and there is a declaration of what they want to do.
When we entered the playoffs, they said it was very difficult to get here. And to win a division is even more difficult. So congratulations on that. We still got some work to do, though. Okay? We still got some work to do. We want to get that bye. That's very important to us. So I want you guys to party tonight. But be ready to come here and play tomorrow. Now, last thing. I brought John in here. John, come on over here. Remember in spring training, the man said he wants his trophy. We're going to get it.
I want my friend.
Yeah! All right. Congratulations to the Phils. It's a great accomplishment. Wonderful regular season. It's not over yet. I mean, they're going to get the bye. The question is if they're going to have home field advantage against the Dodgers and if they're going to have home field advantage if they face the New York Yankees in the World Series. Look, I don't have a great feeling about tonight, got to be honest. I mean, not only Taiwan, but probably multiple backups. We'll see. Personally, I think it's a mistake if they don't go pedal to the metal to try to get the one seed, but we'll see. Five games to go. We'll see what they have tonight, and obviously postseason baseball, we'll have a lot of fun with it here on WIP, hopefully throughout all of October, and perhaps we certainly hope into November. Ben, always great having you in studio, man.
Thanks for having me.
I mean, you're going to be a massive part of our October coverage, and we
absolutely
look forward to it.
Go Phils.
Everyone have a great, great rest of the day. Congrats to the Phils.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!